for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, August the 5th, 1998. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jim and Mildred Coffey from Millington, Tennessee are the ministers of the afternoon.
We only need introduction to a very few people here. Most of you have seen us before over and over again. We've ministered here regularly, as you know. He wants me to introduce my wife. Well, this lady and I married 53 years ago come February. And God has blessed this union. We have four children. But beyond that, He has filled us with the Holy Ghost. He has given us a ministry. He has given Mildred a special ministry. Each of us have ministry, but her a special, the ministry of deliverance. And it works mightily in her. God reveals Himself to Mildred and His Word to her quite a bit. She has revealed Word quite often. And I praise the Lord, and I'm not, maybe I am bragging on my wife, but I praise the Lord for what He's doing through her, that not everybody hears from the Lord that regular. How many of you hear from the Lord, you see? So I just want to introduce to you Mildred Coffey, my wife, and give her this opportunity to share with you some things that the Lord has shared with her. So receive her here today and be ready for some deliverance afterwards.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We've been married 54 years. It's almost right. It's been 53 and a half. It'd be 54 in February, okay? I thought, it's been a long time, hasn't it? Praise the Lord. Well, Jim, you better keep me prayer babies out there. I'm gonna share for you. I'm gonna share with you, okay? Oh, glory. Brother Lynn came over and asked me what I was going to share, and I said, I couldn't remember the name of my sermon, so I said, the beast is, I thought to make it sound better, it's the beast nature, but I'm not talking about the beast nature, I'm talking about the beast. But before I do, I want to pray, and then I want to share some scripture. I started in the book of Revelation a long time ago and began to see it as man, inside of man. And I don't understand all of Revelation at all. I don't know anybody that does. And the more I dig, I was telling the Lord the other day, He was talking to me about Exodus. And I said, Lord, that's just too much. Give it to somebody else. Lord, I just can't do it. You know, you get before the Lord sometimes and think, Lord, why me? But He always tells me, He used a rooster one time, and He also used a donkey. So He can use me if I let Him. Praise the Lord. Some of you got it, but praise the Lord. He doesn't. He said, you know, the scripture talked about that He gives them. To the simple, gives to the simple. And I praise Him that He does give to me. Father, I thank You for Your word.
Yes, Lord.
I thank You that Jesus is Lord.
Yes,
and that the greater one lives within us, that within us is the kingdom of God that You're building. Father, and we thank You that You're building the kingdom within us and that bringing us into the kingdom, and that we have all of the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ in His name. Lord, I just praise You this afternoon for Jesus and all that He's given unto us. And Father, we thank You for the deliverance that Jesus did for us upon the cross. He's the salvation, the healing, the deliverance, and the Spirit, and all the things that pertain to life and godliness. And Father, we just ask you then now, in the name of Jesus, just by your Spirit, bring to my remembrance those things you would have me to share. And I bind the enemy from me in the name of Jesus. I bind the enemy over my mind and over my binding confusion that would try to come at me, or any psychic power in the name of Jesus. I bind witchcraft. I bind Satan's power in the name of Jesus. Now I bind the false trinity. I bind Satan himself in the heavenlies in the name of Jesus. You said whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. I bind the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet in the heavenlies in the name of Jesus, and cut their power off to any demons in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask you to put angels in this church, as many as needed. Your angels, Lord, you said that angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those that shall be heirs of salvation. And Lord, we just thank you that when we call upon the name of Jesus, that you said when we call believing, you hear us and we receive that which we've asked for. And so I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And now, Father, I ask you to open our ears, our spiritual ears, and our spiritual eyes and our understanding, that we might receive the word, your word, Lord. And I bind anything that I say that is not of you, Lord, that you will remove it from my memory, that it will not come forth from anyone, in Jesus' name. But let your word, Father, the word, bring forth life in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, when I first ran into this beast, and I'm going to get to it in a few minutes, but when I first ran into it, I ran into it in deliverance. And I didn't know who he was, and I think I've said this before, but I'm learning a lot more about it. I don't know all about it yet. I'm still learning, but I didn't know what it was. I was ministering to this lady, and this thing manifested, and I went after lycanthropy and werewolf, the war beast, the werewolf, and whatever. You know, all the things that when it growled at me, I thought it was, you know, I don't know what it was. And I just was calling everything I'd heard. And so I continued to minister to this girl, and it continued to come forth. And so finally, I finally heard the Lord say and to me what it was. And I thought, I misunderstood. Oh, she doesn't have a beast in her. Shed everything else. So I just thought, no, that, you know, that I just misunderstood that. And so, but I thought, well, it didn't go away. And so it was growling at me and blaspheming the Holy Spirit, blaspheming, coming against me, calling me everything they could think of, some things I'd never heard before. But anyway, I just said, okay, you beast from the bottomless pit, I call you out in Jesus' name. He looked at me and said, who told you that? Well, you know, well, not his business. But anyways, that's when I discovered it. And but before I get to this and sharing more, I want you to look over in Genesis, and I want to show you the two trees. You know the two trees in the garden. But in Genesis 2, we see two trees in the Garden of Eden. And the Lord said in the 2 verse 8, he said, after he formed man, after he created man, he said, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that was pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So in the garden we see two trees. And I know that you know that you and I are God's garden, that he's working us. You know, he planted us and he's working us in those two trees. Amen. In the Garden of Eden. And I want you to hear me spiritually, okay? I'm not talking in the natural. I'm not talking about all the things we heard this morning. That I didn't get through all that, but that's real. And this is too. God wants to clean us up. And we've been calling it the beast nature, and it is a beast nature. It's the nature of the beast in you, because the beast is this. You say, well, he's not in me. Well, okay, that's okay. But in the garden, there's two trees, in the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I've always believed the tree of life was Jesus. Yeah. Wow. And I believe the tree of knowledge of good and evil was the enemy. And so my question has always been to God, why did Adam, and I know you've heard this, why did Adam take of the tree from the devil? Why did he partake of the devil's fruit? And his fruit was his words. instead of, see, the word tells us that if he had taken of the tree of life, he would have lived forever in the condition after he had fallen, so God took him out of the garden. But what I want you to see, there were two trees, and in you and I, there are two trees. There are two seeds. Genesis 3, verse 15. We did a lot of deliverance upstairs. I've been working on the beast upstairs 2 days. And we've been getting a lot of deliverance from it, so don't tell me it's not there, you see. But in Genesis 3, verse 15, it said, and I will put, this is God talking to the serpent and woman and Adam, and he said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. You see, we talk about the seed of the woman, and we forget the seed of the enemy. But it's there. I had a lady question me about it. Oh, good. And I was quoting this, but I wasn't quoting exactly right. But there is a seed of the serpent. And there's two seeds. There's the seed of the woman, which is Jesus, and the seed of the serpent, which is the serpent, the devil, the enemy. And my question to people is, who did you belong to before you came to God? There's only two kingdoms. There's only two forces in the world, God and the devil. And so every one of us, God, as I said, God didn't have any grandchildren. So you had to belong to the devil. You did, and you had to receive Jesus for yourself. Because you didn't get saved, you can't. If you haven't received Jesus for yourself, and you're just walking into salvation of your mother and father, you're not saved. Because God does not have grandchildren, as I said before. But here we see the two seeds. You got two trees, two seeds. Okay. Now Genesis 25 and verse. No, that was the one. Here we go. Verse 23. I believe that's... No, wait a minute. Well, I found my chapter. We have two nations. In the womb of Rebekah, when she had the twins, remember? There are two nations. Two seed, two kingdom, two trees, two seed, and two nations. But what the reason I was going this way was to show you that within man, there are two kingdoms. God is, everyone here will agree with me that God is building his body, right? The Son, his Son, he's building his body here on this earth. Well, I want you to know, so is the devil. He's building his body. He didn't get too many on that. But he is. He's everything God does, the devil counterfeits.
That's right.
And when God started building his body, the devil was building his. And let me tell you, within you, there's two seeds, there's two trees, there's two kingdoms, there's two natures, and you're feeding one or the other. And one or the other is stronger than the other. And I want to show you that this beast nature, this beast that's in there, is, and he's manifest. You know, the Lord, when I first ran into this, whenever I did, a year or two ago, whenever it was, he was showing me Nebuchadnezzar. And that was a picture God was trying to show us what would happen to us when we disobeyed him and ignored him and did our thing. You remember Nebuchadnezzar said, I did all this. I. Who did that sound like? It sounded like Lucifer, didn't it? And God said, you're going to eat grass like an animal. And he went out like a beast in the field. And God was showing us, even in Daniel, that man can be, act and be a beast. That beast nature can take over. That beast can take over in you, and your nature becomes affected. Like, why do you see so many kids killing kids? Why do you see so much abortion? Why do you see so many pregnancies, illegitimate children? Why do you see people, parents killing their children, children killing their parents? Because this nature, this beast within man, and I'm saying nature to keep you from jumping out, jumping himself, I got the beast in me, but there's a beast in you. Get him out.
Amen.
So, well, I ain't got one in me. I'm blood bought, sanctified, justified, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I talk in tongues. I do too. But man, there's something will rise up in you sometimes, and you just dare anybody across you. That's not God. It's there. Be honest. I tell girls upstairs, I said, you know, you're not going to get delivered until you get honest. And I know people lie to themselves and say, you know, I'm okay. You know, I don't have that on. And I didn't do that. We need to get honest with God and with ourselves.
Amen.
Until you do, you're not going to receive anything. Oh, you might get a little fur balls off, you know, those little that run when you praise the Lord, when you somebody comes by speaking in tongues. And I get deliverance. I sit down by my husband and go yawning, and those little fur balls begin to jump off because he's anointed, and the demons don't like me to get close to him. So I just, you know, everybody says, well, she's bored, she's getting sleepy. No, I'm getting deliverance. But those are the kind that you can get off for yourself. But what I'm talking about is something you're going to have help to get rid of. But you got to confess and believe he's there.
All right.
Well, he's not in me, you know. I preach 3 times a week. Yeah, and I get ugly 3 times a week or 4 or 2. Well, I'm honest about it. You know, I come up. That's okay. I can yell, too. I tell my church, I said, you know, I don't hide anything. I'm a blabbermouth concerning me and my family. I help everybody else. Their kids are all angels, and mine's little devils. I mean, big devils. They're old. Our oldest son is 52. But everybody else says, you know, they never talk about what their kids do. If you ask them how they are, oh, they're wonderful. You know, the grandchildren are angels. I look at mine, I think, God, where'd I go wrong? You know, you just got to be honest. They asked me how my kids are. I said, well, by faith, according to what God's word says, they're fine. They will be delivered and sanctified and preaching the gospel one day. See, but we've got to admit, we're not perfect. And if you're in deliverance as a minister, or if you're a minister, I don't care if you're in deliverance or not, if you don't get deliverance, you can fall just like some other preachers we know. I tell you what, deliverance is a way of life. And if you get above deliverance, you're already in trouble. When you know about it, that didn't cost you anything. I just, you know, it just came forth. But I do want you to see what I was trying to show you. I told Jim when I walked into the church this morning, I didn't get to hear Buzz speak. By buying his tapes and getting his video, I said, I wasn't sure on Jesus or not. I didn't know what all he did and said. I just walked in and got the tail. I said, oh, Lord. but you know, I couldn't get released from the Lord not to. The Word says that we're to go and tell. And if you don't receive it, it's not my problem. My problem is to tell you. God told Ezekiel, said, you go to the house of Israel. He didn't tell him to go to the world. He told him to go to the house of Israel and tell them. And then he tells them, really blessed him. He said, they won't receive you. They're not going to receive what you said. But he says, their blood's not on your hands. And what I want you to see in the area of this thing that I'm talking about, this demon that I'm talking about, is that he's the root of so many problems, demons in you. He is the root of it, and he needs to be uncovered. As long as he's covered up and nobody believes he's there, he's safe. And so that's why we uncover the works of the enemy. And I will tell you something: it's not easy to do this because when you're studying it, you're fighting the forces of hell. I had that thing tell me in the church the other night. I was ministering to this girl, and I was dealing with a beast. I wasn't after him, but I think I've said this one time. I wasn't after him, but he came up, and he said, I'll make a deal with you. And I said to myself, yep, I know you'd like to, but you're not. He said, if you'll leave me alone and kick her out of your church, he said, we'll fill your church. We'll just bless you. We'll make you rich. We'll do this and we'll do that. And I thought, you got to be kidding. I said, I looked at it, and finally I got enough of it, and I said, you know what? I've been through hell with her. You think I'm going to kick her out now? I've been doing deliverance on that woman for a while. He said, well, I thought you got her about delivered instantly. Come over there and do it for me. I don't know how to do it like that. You do it little by little. You do it as God shows you how. And we're down at the root of her. I told you, I was telling the women up there, I got some stuff out of the other day, and I was going after the beast, and the sorcerer popped up, which I believe is one of the heads of that beast that protects the beast. And he popped up, and I thought, I don't recall dealing with a sorcerer, but I dealt with sorcery, you know, the manifestations of it. And that thing looked me in the eye and said, you ain't never seen me before, have you? And I thought, well, I'm not telling you, but I really don't think I have. But I threw him out. We got him out of her. And when she went to work the next day, the people at work said, what in the world's happened to you? And she said, she called me and told me, she said, they said to her, said, you're just glowing. I said, well, praise the Lord, it's about time. So I just want us to look at this afternoon. Now, if you will, go over to Revelation chapter 12. I'm just going to start with 12, but we're going to 13 eventually in a minute. Praise the Lord. You know, this is Brother Tommy's script. I said, Brother Tom, I don't care where he starts. He's going to come back to Revelation 12 somewhere. I just love his teaching, and I've got boxes of his tapes. And I dig out some of his old ones to listen to them, and they just like fresh bread because I don't remember what he said to them, you know. So if you want some good listening tapes, get his tapes. Man, they're good. But in Revelation 12, in chapter 12, verse 1, he said, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet and upon her head and a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. I wanted just that verse 3. The dragon and all of those, the stars and all of that. I don't know if I've got time. Well, I will. What they mean, you know, they mean different things. But I wanted you to see that the dragon has 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns. And as I began to look into these 7 heads, I began to believe that they were 7 spirits that protected the dragon. Okay? I know that the stars and the crowns and all of this represents authority, and 7 is perfection, whether it's evil or good. It's 7 is perfection. And so I saw that the devil had power. You know, people say the devil didn't have any power. You know, he lost all of it at the cross. Well, I haven't read that in the Bible anywhere. And until I read it, I still believe he's got power. And he uses it against us because sometimes people don't believe he can do anything to them. And that's one of his weapons. But I wanted you to see what he looked like. You see him with 7 heads and 10 horns, and I believe the horns represent power. I believe the heads is his spiritual perfection. That means the word says he was created perfect, wasn't it? But anyways, I'm not interested in all the heads and the horns and the crowns, just other than to show you. Now go to Revelation 13 and look at 13. Verse 1, and said, I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rising up out of the sea. And the Lord was showing me when I saw this that beast was rising up out of people. The sea is a multitude of people. And that beast is rising up. Now, I believe that, and we're in the last days, you believe it? God only knows. I don't know when the Lord's coming back, but we've been in the last days ever since Jesus went back to heaven. And when he comes, I missed this morning's service, but Brother Speed said he had everything but the year. Was that what he said? I don't know. Anyway, but I want you to see that we're in the time that the devil is doing everything he can to destroy mankind. That's what my whole point is, okay? And he's raising up this beast nature, if it sounds better to call it a nature, but he's raising this demon up, this thing out that is there that came in through that damnable seed. I wasn't going to use that word. But there is a damnable seed, and that's it. It's the seed of the devil. And I've cast that out of people too, so don't tell me it's not true. I know it is. It's too late to tell me it's not true. But that thing is coming forth in people. It's in people, and we've been feeding it all of our lives because we didn't know what it was. We let it have its way, and it gained strength. It's been hidden, and the longer it's been hidden, the more power it got. It's stronger than your flesh is. It can take your flesh over when it wants to. unless you learn to walk in the Spirit and you pray a lot in the Spirit and you feed upon the Word, because the Word and the Spirit will cast him out. Jesus cast out demons with his Word. And the Word says, and I was telling them, the way I fight this thing in this girl is that I say, Father, let your Holy Spirit rise up in her and push that thing out. He hates the Holy Spirit. And then I'll say, Father, I call upon the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to deliver her from this thing in Jesus' name. Well, I had to go after the heads before I could get to the beast itself. Those seven heads had to be taken off because they are protecting him, and the beast protects the dragon. And the false prophet talks to you and tells you right now that woman's off her rocker. False prophet talks to you as the tail of the dragon. The false trinity. Are y'all with me? God wants us free from it. Spirit of blasphemy. Do you see blasphemy working in the world today? Anti-God is everywhere, is it not? And they hate everything that resembles God. And so the Word tells us that if you read all of Revelation 13, it talks about the spirit, the blasphemy, and it calls these heads right here, as I finish this. It says, a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns crowns, ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. Now, everyone, it says here their names were blasphemy, okay? And he was rising up out of the sea. And what I wanted you to see, that this thing is an image of the dragon. Jesus reveals God to us, does he not? God the Father. The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us. The Spirit of God, what does the Word say? That he always lifts up Jesus. He doesn't glorify himself. He glorifies Jesus. And what did Jesus say? I can do nothing except God shows me, reveals to me. And everything I do, the Father does it through me. So what I'm trying to show you is this beast, the dragon, and the false prophet, the tail of the dragon, is a counterfeit of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so you've got the devil is a beast. Not the devil. You don't have all of God in you. God the Father is in heaven, is he not? And Jesus is seated at his right hand. Who do we have in us? The Holy Spirit. And the King, and God, the heaven, where's heaven? And you know, heaven is in you and I. Because God lives there. We're trying to reach God up there, and we need to reach God here. We need to commune with God the Father. And you know, the more you commune and worship and praise God, the stronger the tree of life gets within you, and the more the other disappears, you know, goes down. He doesn't have all that power. But we have fed the other for so long that he rules and reigns most of the time. Unless there's someone here that walks totally in the Spirit and hears from God totally, and you know, this is where God wants us to be. But because this thing talks to us, see, what I'm saying to you, I found this in the Word. I'm showing you in the Word that the beast is an image of the serpent, of the dragon. Over in Genesis, he was a serpent, but in Revelation, he's grown, hadn't he? Well, what do you think he did in us? Well, I don't have a dragon in me. Well, I'll tell you what, I met the dragon the other night, too. Come over to my church and I'll let you throw him out for me. I want some of these people that can lay hands on them and throw them out to come to my church and do it. Man, I'm sick of that thing. It's been such warfare. Say, well, I thought you was a great deliverer. Not me, boy. Thank God that he is. And if I wasn't so dense, he had already been cast out. But God has used this thing. I promise you, he's used it to teach me things in the Word. It's been amazing, because I find something in deliverance and I thought, show it to me in the Word, Lord. Show it to me in the Word, because I want proof for it. Because, you know, when you go out to share some of this stuff, you better have your guns loaded or they'll shoot you. And I get stoned every once in a while, but that's okay. Bruises heal. Had that demon tell me the other night. And I call him a demon. It really makes him mad. He said, woman, do you know how old I am? I said, I could care less. He said, "You're too old to be on the floor." He tells me that all the time. I said, "I'm getting younger every day." But that my spirit man is, and yours. The word says the spirit man is renewed day by day. So I praise God, and I told the Lord, I keep telling the Lord, "Lord, you got to keep this flesh young because it's got to keep up with my spirit." But that thing told me I was too old to be casting him out. But he told me the other day, he said, "Why don't you just give up and go on and let me alone?" I told you what he said about that. But then you said,
"And get on the road."
And get on the road. That's what he told me. He said, "Get on the road. Go from town to town or go to church and church and minister deliverance." And I thought, that thing won't be on the road. Then it dawned on me. See, I'm real quick to catch on. If I went on the road, I couldn't work on him. I told him, though, he had outsmarted himself. You say you talk to the demon. Well, you come over and stop him sometimes for me. He said, "Don't you bind his mouth?" I don't only bind his mouth. I get a handful of tissue and stick in her mouth because I get tired of listening to it. But I tell you, he says, "I am not a demon." And I said, "Well, you are. And you got to go because the word declares it." And I said, "Jesus Christ is Lord, and you will leave him, leave her." You know, I say this for, I said it to the ladies upstairs, I'll say it to you, and I think I told Brother Jim the other night, was talking about it, and I said, you know, we always use, it's that you judge what a demon says. When a demon says something to you, you say, "You believe demons?" No. You put them to the test and say they're telling you the truth. They lie. And he said, "Devil stand in the judgment." He said, "Devil stand in the judgment." And I thought, that's not true. Demon, you lying thing. And I wasn't letting him know I was hearing the voice of the Lord. And the Lord said to me, said, "You say to him, will that stand in the Lord God Almighty's judgment?" What he had just said. And he didn't answer me. He had lied about something. And so now when you try demons, you try him with, "Will that stand in the Lord God, the judgment of all God, Almighty God?" I said, "You've been saying it's standing in your God's judgment." And I said, "Your God's not my God, you lying thing." And he was so mad. But I'm telling you all of this to tell you, if you're in deliverance and you want to try a demon, you try him by the Lord God Almighty or Almighty God. But you make him tell you, and don't take what he says as truth. Get into the Word and find out if it's true. Going on. But I want you to also look at those horns and the crowns and the heads. And I told you they were protectors. They around Satan. Satan imitates everything God does, right? Over in Revelation chapter 4, around the throne of God, verse 4, and it says, "Around the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold." Around God's throne are the elders, 24 elders that have on their heads crowns of gold. But what I want you to see is that as around God's throne are the elders, and around, as looking at Satan, around him, you got seven heads, seven crowns. 14 and 10, whatever. I may have mixed up. 10 horns. The horns and the heads and the crowns, there's 24 of them. And each one of those are spirits. So they're protecting the beast, and they're around the beast and around the Satan's throne. Over there in Revelation 12, you've got the same thing. And so it's a counterfeit of what is around God's throne. Why is that like that? Because Satan has his protection there. These ruler spirits, this dragon has his protection, so you can't get to him. And what we've been doing in the era of deliverance is, it's like unwrapping an onion. You take it off, peeling an onion, take layer upon layer upon layer around the onion, you know, peel it off. And now we've been peeling for a long time. And now we're getting down to the core of the onion, which is the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon. And I believe that when we get the beast out, that the other two come out because they are the protection. And I believe the false prophet which is the tail of a dragon. I call it false prophet. He's the tail of the dragon. If you go over and look in Acts, it talks about Elymas the sorcerer, the false prophet. Mm-hmm. And the false prophet over in Isaiah says the false prophet is the tail of the dragon. So what we're doing is to get the beast out of man so the kingdom of God can grow and expand, and we can walk on in to what God wants us to be. Okay, let's go over to Revelation chapter 17. I want to give you some scripture on some of the things I said. In Revelation 17, in verse, I have a lot of stuff written here, but I'm not going to even try to share it because we won't get any deliverance done. But in Revelation 17, in verse 7, it said, "And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carried her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns." You know, as I was looking at this, the woman is the harlot church, Babylon, what all this up there. But this thing is riding on the beast. So this shows me that the beast is so important to the enemy that he is trying to bring him forth to take over so all this revelation can be fulfilled. And so God is showing us how to get free from it so we won't give in to this stuff. We won't yield to this thing. We won't let the enemy use us. We won't follow after him. The word talks about those that are going to fall away. Why are they going to fall away? Because they never got in deliverance. They never believed in deliverance. They thought they were okay. And I see people sit under deliverance and they just sit there and say, "Well, my wife probably needs it, but I don't." You know. And they just sit there and act like, you know, it's just nothing. And you look at them and they're so full of the devil, you could punch them and one would pop out. It's the truth. I just tell it like it is. But it is true. And you know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I used to get so disgusted. I'm sitting there doing deliverance on people all the time and I keep saying, "God, when's that time? I want to be as free as some of the people I've seen set free. I want to be a free and have God in me where I can hear the voice of the Lord plainly and that I can understand His Word. He's revealing it to us. When He started uncovering, removing those seals, He was revealing Word to us. And He's opened it up to those that will receive it and believe it. First time the Lord started talking to me about the Word, I just shut my Bible and said, "Man, that thing's somebody's talking to me and I don't believe a word of it." And I got to thinking, I thought, "Lord, that's You telling me that, because I've been praying for years. Lord, given to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of You." And God says, "I'm doing it. Listen to me. I prayed it for years." So, yeah, you're dense. Yeah, I'm dense, but he honors His Word. Praise God, I'm not dense anymore because I hear the voice of the Lord. I don't hear it like I want to, but I will when I get the deliverance I need. You say, "Well, we need to get you delivered quick." Have at it. I'm a willing vessel, boy. But I want you to see that this beast, he said here in verse 7, I'm going to read that not, but reading, no, verse 8, "The beast that thou sawest was and is not and shall be, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is." See, God knew from the beginning who name was written in that book. He wrote our name in the book. What we don't want him to do is to blot it out. Now, it said the beast came out of the bottomless pit. Well, I believe there's a bottomless pit in you and I. When the bottomless pit is darkness. It's darkness. And it's bondage. It's a prison. Have you, some of you deliverance workers, have you ever worked on been ministering to a person and had a spirit speak out of them and say that they are not here, we've got them bound? See, that thing, that darkness in a person is the pit. And that's where this thing has been lying, hiding. And we didn't know it was there. And wouldn't believe it when we heard it and when we read it. And you said, "Well, you're really looking at Revelation different." I'm just trying to show you what God was showing me. He said, Revelation is a book of revelation, is a revelation of Jesus Christ. And when he began to open the word, he told Daniel to seal the book. He showed Daniel the things in Daniel. Said, seal the book until the end time, till the time is not yet. Well, now he said in Revelation, and you start in Revelation, when John saw the book and saw Jesus, and the angel said that only Jesus could open that book. And Jesus, after Jesus came, he began to reveal truth to us. He began to take the seals off. He took them off, the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. Said, he's worthy, and he is worthy. Then, and those that will believe, he's opening up that knowledge in this book to you and I. And but you're going to have to receive it by the Spirit and let the Spirit of God talk to you.
Amen.
We try to discern everything up here, but God wants us to listen to it by the Spirit. It's, what does the word say? It says the Spirit brings life, but the letter killeth. And we sit back and die because we got to have it by the letter. I was telling some of the ladies upstairs that I believe this beast is the ruler, the reason so much sickness. He lives in the water. He comes up out of the sea. And the sea is people, and the water is also represents the word, but what I want you to look at is there's water in your body. In the natural, there's water. There's fluids. And when I begin to see this, I would say, Lord, throw that thing out of the water onto the beach. I'm doing it naturally now. I want that thing up out of the water. This girl that I was mentioned to had real swollen legs. She couldn't get her shoes on. This thing was retaliating. He retaliates every time I get a little more knowledge about him. And he retaliates on her physically. Kidney problem, bladder problem, all kinds of female problems. I mean, he's really retaliating. And so as I just said, throw him up on the beach, don't let him have any fluids. And we worked and worked. And he told me one time, said, you almost got me out. You just quit too soon. Well, this body just can't stay at it forever, you know. And we're small, and we have to stop. And everybody works and everything. Say, well, that's excuses. It's the truth. But what I'm saying is that I believe that he is the problem. The Lord began to talk to me one time about why that we have so many heart transplants, heart attacks, kidney transplants, lung transplants. Why are all these things now? You didn't hear about things like this years ago. Why is it happening now? Well, it's all in the time, in God's timing where we are, and the enemy knows his time is short, and he's attacking every organ in the body and doing all he can to destroy the body, destroy you and me. And so I knew that this thing was connected with the fluids in the person. I knew it has. I know that it has to do with the blood. I know it has to do with the kidneys. I know it has to do with a lot of women have swollen legs and feet. What do they call it? Edema, water retention. And this thing is doing this. Once we when I went after it, I was saying to the Lord, Lord, I just ask you to drain all the fluids off her body that she doesn't need, all excessive fluids. And that thing screamed at me, said, you can't do that. Well, I can't, but God can. And I just asked him to do it, and he did it. And her feet went down. She got her shoes back on. She told me she went back to work. Her feet were okay. Now he's attacking her in another way. He tells her he's going to kill her, and I told the ladies upstairs that the demons will kill you if you give up, if you don't get rid of them. They just tell you they're going to kill you. Now, if they could have killed you, they'd already done it. You've been fighting them, so get rid of them while you can. But I want you to see that there's so much that God is trying to give us, but because we want to discern it up here and not by the Spirit, let him speak in the Spirit to us. And he said here, that this beast that thou saw, he came up out of the bottomless pit. And I wanted you to see that there's a pit, a bottomless pit in you and I. Okay, over in Revelation chapter 9 and verse 1, it said, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. I have a little trouble with this sometimes. This the references, as you look back, will send you over and tell you this key was given to Satan, that the angel that fell was Satan. And I believe that. I had trouble with it at first, and I thought, Lord, that just, you know, doesn't compute. Does he have a key to the bottomless pit? But when I began to see that he got knowledge about you and me. The key represents knowledge, doesn't it? And he knows when to turn it and how to get to you. I used to say he knew what button to push on me to make me mad or whatever. And he does. He's not all-knowing and all-powerful, and he's not everywhere at once. You say you're building up. No, our God is greater, and God is all-knowing and all-powerful, and God is still in charge, and God knows he's there. And you know what? God is using him to bring you to where he wants you to be. Amen. When you get to where God wants you to be, he'll get you free.
Amen.
Scripture tells us the Ancient of Days would destroy the power of the enemy. But anyway, he said, and I'll read one more verse of that while I'm at it. He said, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, and as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. I do attention on this whole chapter and get over there on the Apollyon. But I want you to look at that smoke. Smoke is the screen, and it's hiding things. And that's what he's been doing. The enemy's been doing. He's been covering them up, hiding them, and God's revealing them. He's uncovering them. And so Satan opened the bottomless pit to call up the beast out of the bottomless pit. I read that in Revelation 17. But God is allowing him to do it so he can do a work with us. Now, those that want to serve the Lord with everything they've got, if they want to be totally dedicated and given over to the Lord, I don't mean just go up and say, I dedicate myself to you, Lord. But say, Lord, I'm yours. Use me to use me up. That's what I want him to do. Use me to use me up. And mean it. And do whatever you have to do to get me in the cleanse and the way you can use me. Said that God wants us without spot or wrinkle. Well, we got a lot of spots and wrinkles. Just look at me. You see a lot of wrinkles. And a lot of them from the things I do, you know, the years I've had. But I want them without. You know, I believe that when we get the deliverance that we really need, that we won't have wrinkles. I don't believe it's necessary to have wrinkles. I don't believe that it's necessary to wear glasses. I mean, God doesn't want us to. If Moses lived 120 years old and his eyesight was not dim and his natural strength was abated, well, God is no respecter of persons, and that's what I want. Peggy and I have decided that the things that's coming like it is, we better get these eyes healed because we may not be able to buy glasses. And man, I've been working on mine. In fact, I've been working hard to stand these things. I can't see. Sometimes I can't even see through them. I see better without them. But praise God, he's doing the work. But I want you to know that God is saying, he's uncovering. He's removing that smoke so we can see. The enemy opened the pit and thought he was really had us defeated. But God said, okay, it's time. Go ahead and do it. Everything that the enemy does, if you don't believe it, read Job. The first chapter of Job, the devil didn't do anything God didn't give him permission to do. Even Jesus said, Peter, the devil desires to have you to sift you as wheat. And don't you think God's going to sift you and I if he sifted Peter? Why, he sifts us every day, the trials and tribulations we go through. And if you don't overcome them, you'll go through them again. That's true. Oh, Lord, take me out of this fire. I said, Lord, turn up the fire and get me out, get me through it and out of it. You said you'd go with me through it, so let's go on. It's not easy, but that's the tribulation that he's taking us through, and the fire purifies you. Praise the Lord. Well, back to Revelation 17. In verse 12, did I do that? No, that's where I'm going. He said, and the ten horns which I saw are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. We cast spirits out of people. And I told you all this, I'm applying it in the spirit realm to spiritual, to spirit demons. And so these ten kings get their power. They don't have any power. God's going to use those very ten kings to bring you and I to where he wants us to be. But the thing is, they're there. And we need to know that. But they receive power as king 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. This is why the beast is hard to get out right now, because they're giving their power and strength to him. They're protecting him. But they're all in one accord. And when you and I all get in one accord, we will see great things happen. But until we do, we don't see the power of God move like we should. You know, if everyone in this place got into one accord and really was believing. Believing for what? Believing that God set a bunch of people, set us free. What do you think would happen? That's right. One accord. You know, you remember when they were building the Tower of Babel, what God said when he came down, looked at it, said, well, they're all speaking the same thing. There's nothing they can't do. If we would all begin to speak the same thing instead of everybody speaking his own thing and believe in God, think about it. What God could do. I told our church, I said, if we ever get all these demons out and get all of us to agree, you know how many we got left in our church? The perfect number. We started out with 150. And we multiplied by dividing, we added by subtracting. And I'm telling you, I told that demon the other night. He said, "Oh, that was another thing." He said, "We'll take the bands off of your church if you'll throw her out. We want her. See, the devil wants us." And he said, "I said, demon, you really defeated yourself. You got everybody out of the church, and now we can just spend all our time working on you." He did. He was so smart, he outsmarted himself. And I'm believing she's going to be free from that just any day. Y'all get agreement with me because I'm sure I'm sick of looking in her eyes. Praise the Lord. Let me see.
Read that scripture, that verse. Let me read the verse again and get it on. Be sure it's on the tape. It said, "And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet was as the feet of a bear, and his mouth was as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power." The dragon gave the beast his power and his seat and his great authority. Did you hear that? His great authority. And we need to take his authority away. We take it away by binding. The word says over in Psalms 147, 149, he says, "We'll bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron." And it tells us that it's a privilege of God's people to do this. And so we just bind that beast and cut the power off from the dragon in the name of Jesus. We bind the dragon and all of the protectors in the name of Jesus Christ. My husband said to me one time, I learned that there was spirits come in that protect demons. And he said, "Where did you get that? Or where is that in the Bible?" And I said, "I don't know." I said, "The Lord just dropped it in my spirit." And that's what I was doing. And it worked. I was calling these things off. So I got to reading in Daniel. And you know, I found in Daniel that God sent watchers to watch. I can't remember what chapter it's in, but look up the word watch in your concordance and find it. But he sent watchers, which were angels, to watch over his people. And so I thought, that's what these things are. They're watching over those demons so we can't get them out. So if you don't know they're there, you think, "Well, what's wrong?" So you go after the watchers. I call them the protectors. And this is what these heads are. They're protectors. They protect the beast. They protect the dragon. And so we need to bind them and come against them. Okay, and let me see where I was supposed to go from there. Hold on just a minute. I lost my place. Revelation 17. I want to give you a scripture to show you what it says about water. You know, I said the people, the sea was people. It said in Revelation 15, "And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the horse sitteth are people and multitudes and nations and tongues." You know, the water over in Ephesians talks about the washing with the water of the word. But here in Revelation, it talks about the water is people. That's what the scripture says. It's people. The water it talks about in Revelation. Where the dragon in Revelation 12 spewed the water out of his mouth and went after God's, the woman that just gave birth to the child. That water, he was, what I see in that is he was spewing all kinds of evil things out of his mouth. It, the waters that went forth, it was words that was going to destroy. And you know, words, Jesus said his words are spirit and life. So words you either bring life or they bring death. And so out of the mouth, I see that out of the mouth of that dragon was death going, trying to destroy the woman that had given birth to the child. And then over in, let me see, I'm about to get through. Do you want some deliverance on this? We'll go after it. We'll do some deliverance on it in just 1 minute. In Revelation Can't read my own writing. 13 and verse 18. The Lord gave me this scripture as I was finishing up. I went back to the trailer this morning to do this, to go over this, because I wasn't sure I had my notes on it. And he gave me this verse in 18 where it says, "Here's wisdom, let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 66." And I was looking at that, and I said, I knew it was man, 666 is man. And I was thinking, Lord, what about where, six is the number of man. God created man the sixth day, and it's 666. And I didn't hear all that was said this morning about that, but this is what I was seeing. The beast in man, the mark of the beast, to me, is the enemy wants to give you the mind. Let the enemy take over your mind, your soul, your body, spirit, soul, and body. You say, "Well, he can't touch my spirit." He can touch your human spirit. If you fall away from the Lord and the Holy Spirit, what do you believe once saved, always saved? That the Spirit of God wouldn't leave you? He said, if the Spirit in Revelation in Hebrews, he said, or Hebrews 6, he said, "Having tasted of the good things of God and turned your back on them, there's no more repentance." Okay? So, and I know as I sharing with the girls upstairs, and said, your spirit has bruises. I tell you, this has been terrible, but that's okay. Greater is he within us than he's in the world. That you get your spirit wounded. Doesn't Proverbs talk about the wounded spirit, the broken spirit? And all through there, it talks about the spirit can be hurt and harmed. And so, I don't know. I know that it's in the spirit realm that it's talking about man, the total man. And in my opinion, it has nothing to do with a mark, per se, like a mark, you know, a number here and a number there. That he's talking about, I'll show you something else. and this one I'm quitting after this. You can do what you want to with that one. But go to Revelation 16 and let's look at this one time, and then we're gonna do some deliverance. In Revelation 16 and verse 12, it says, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the waters thereof were dried up, and the way of the kings of the east might be prepared." And I was doing a study on that verse, and God began to show me that there will come a time when man totally turns away from the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord is no longer dealing with that person. Because the Lord showed me over in Genesis 3, 2, when he's talking about the river that came out of the garden. And I look at this picture over here a lot of times. I was looking at it this morning, and I thought, every time I see it, I think about the river that's flowing from the throne of God. Well, in the Garden of Eden, that river that came forth, it had four heads. And if you will go get your concordance and look it up and look up what they mean, it's talking about, what I see is talking about the spirit that's in man, the Holy Spirit in man coming forth. Doesn't the scripture say that out of the belly of man shall flow rivers of living water? It didn't say river, it said rivers of living water. Well, in Genesis, it talks about those four heads, and each one of those heads is, one is encircling water, and one is a rushing water, and I forgot what the other two are. But to me, it was talking about the Spirit of God coming out of that's in the Garden of Eden, that's flowing forth out of the garden, and that's you and I, the garden of God, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit lives within us. And Jesus said, "Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." But this scripture talks about that there was a time, he said, that, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the waters there was dried up." The Spirit, when a person turns from the Lord and doesn't obey the Lord, then the Spirit in them dries up. And then it said, now you can deal with this the way you want to. This is the way I got it from when the Lord was showing me some stuff about it. And he said, and the way that the ways of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. And I've never seen that. I read this and I talk about the false trinity, but I've never seen before that he was talking about three. Three came out of the mouth of the beast. Three came out of the mouth of the dragon, and three came out of the mouth of the false prophet. Three frogs. The frogs are demons. unclean spirits. And that's 9. And you got the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon. You got 12 again. And so as we see this, it shows us that this is the where these things take over are in those people that turn away from God, totally take over. And they turn away from God and away from the Spirit of God, and this dragon and beast and false prophet takes over in their life. And all these demons are there. Do with it what you will. I give you something to dig for and to study for, to see if what I've read to you is true. See what God shows you. But I believe I've dealt with this beast for a while. I know that he's in this lady. I know that he came in through the blood. I know that Exodus has something to do with it. God showed me that the other night when I was working, I was going after some stuff, and I couldn't get anything to move, and he said, Pharaoh. I said, yeah, I know who, you know, we're real smart. I know who Pharaoh is. And he said, Pharaoh. So I said, you spirit of Pharaoh, you come out of that woman. And then God said, the blood, the sacrifice. And I said, I break the curse of child sacrifice where Pharaoh killed the children, the firstborn. I break the curse of the firstborn, the sacrifice of the blood of the firstborn in the name of Jesus. And she began to deliver. I don't have all of that yet. I'm still working on it. But I want you to know that it has a real important part. I do believe to deliverance. You know, we talk about the blood curses, bloodline curses. And I believe they all started in Exodus. I'm doing a study there. I've already got several pages of notes that God's given me on it. And he showed me over in the New Testament how it comes in the New Testament. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. I bind the spirits in this place. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against every spirit of doubt and unbelief and fear in the name of Jesus. Lord, you've not given us the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. And Father, I ask you to remove anything that is wrong and that I said that is not of you. I ask you to cleanse it out of their memory, Lord. And I pray for understanding for those that have no understanding of it, that you'll open their understanding and that you'll put a desire in them to search the scriptures to see if this be true or not. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you said that faith comes by hearing by the word of God. And we need, Father, your faith. We need the word to come forth in us. We need to build our faith by studying your word. And I thank you for it now, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, I bind the enemy over this place that come against the powers of darkness that would come to rob, to steal the word in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said that every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. And you said, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And so, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I just bind those spirits and I bind the strong men in each one. I ask, Father, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit just come forth. Let it's anointing that breaks the yoke. Let the power, your power of your Holy Spirit come down upon your people and rise up in them to bring forth deliverance in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I come against that spirit of the beast right now in the name of Jesus. I call that beast out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind his power and I command it to come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break your hold over each one here in Jesus' name. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask you to cover each one with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Turn them loose and come out of there now, in Jesus' name. As I tell the ladies upstairs, it won't come out unless you work inside. If you say, I ain't got that, you hear him something say, you don't have that, he's talking to you. And command him, come out. You have authority over everything in you. If you want deliverance from anything, you're going to have to tell it to go in the name of Jesus. I call out the every head of that beast. I call out the protectors in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen them and let them go in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of them. Let them go in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Turn loose and come out. Let them go in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee bows. Turn them loose. I call those frog spirits out. You know, I was doing deliverance on eating of hog meat. I told the girls this, and I went after one of the ladies. I was telling them they had worms in them. The hog meat has worms in it. Pork has worms in it. And I said, She said, I got pain all over my body. I said, that's the worms, I think, biting me. She says, well, please call worms out. And I felt so foolish. I said, I call those worms out in the name of Jesus. I command every worm out. And said, everybody in the church began to get deliverance. And then one woman said, would you call the hog out of me? And I said, you know, somebody walked in and heard me calling these out. They'd really think we were from somewhere else. So that's kind of like it is with going after the beast. You got to believe that he's there and won't free from him to see if you get for him to come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn him loose. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I've asked you, Father, to seal the bottomless pit. I come against that damnable seed. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Let him go. Turn him loose and come out of there. In the name of Jesus, breathe in and breathe out. To tell him to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Don't sit there looking angelic because it don't work. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. Loosen them. Loosen them and let him go. I call that damnable seed out. Loosen them. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Turn loose and come out of there. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ himself rebukes you. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn loose and come out of there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loosen. Come out of them now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, loosen. Loosen and come out. I break the curse from that damnable seed. I call the tree of knowledge of good and evil out in Jesus' name. We come against that false kingdom and call it out. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them and come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. For his name is highly exalted above every name, that at his name every knee bows in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on. Let them go. Turn them loose. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. I call mockery out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I call blasphemy out. Spirits of blasphemy, let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there. All the antichrist spirits, turn them loose and come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call that false prophet out, the tail of the dragon. Come out of there. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, loosen. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. Come on, cough them out. Stir them up and get them started. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I call out blasphemy. I call out Beelzebub. I call out Apollyon, in the name of Jesus, I call out the spirits of destruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them. I call out Leviathan, in the name of Jesus, loosen and let go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Son of the living God, turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I call out Asmodeus in the name of Jesus Christ and Asmodeus in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Asmodeus, come out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, his name is above every name. And every one that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Let them go. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of them. Come out of them. Turn them loose and let them go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, loosen and let go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. I call out that damnable seed. I call out that seed of the serpent in the name of Jesus. Let them go. The seed of the serpent. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. You let them go. This is God's house and God's temple. You have no right there. This blood bought, redeemed, and paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have no right there. You come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I call that beast out of the fluids. I call the excessive fluids out of the body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, loosen the excessive fluids from the body in Jesus' name. Deliver, Lord, deliver the body from that excessive fluid in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call Elymas the sorcerer out. I call that sorcery out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I call out Pharaoh, that spirit of Pharaoh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever the name of the beast is and the dragon, he's got to go in Jesus' name. Has no right there. Has no right there. God has paid a price. He sent his son to deliver us. And you cannot stay in God's house. In the name of Jesus, as Jesus made a whip and drove the money changers out of the temple, Father, I ask for an angel to go in with a whip and drive them out in Jesus' name. Loosen them and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them. Turn them loose and come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call out Jezebel and rebellion in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You spirits of rebellion and Jezebel, come out of there. I call out Nimrod in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen. Loosen and let them go. We tear down the kingdom of darkness and command them out now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I call out the keeper of the bottomless pit. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Turn them loose and come out of there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. I call the seed, that seed of the serpent out. Come on out of there. Come out of there. I call that false kingdom in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let them go. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loosen. Loosen them and let them go. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call that destruction out. I call the destroyer out. I call that destroyer. You come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. Every part of the destroyer. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen. I call the ruler of sickness out. In the name of Jesus. Come out of there, ruler of diseases. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. God has given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord of lords and King of kings. Come on out of there now. Bow your knees, demon, and come out. Bow your knees and come out. You will bow. You will obey the name that's above every name. You will obey the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of them. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The name that's above every name. The Lord Jesus Christ. I call every part of that beast out. I call him out. I call him out of the mind, the will, the emotion. I call him out of the soul in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the dragon over the soul in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, restore our souls in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Restore every portion of the soul. Jim, Pepper. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord is King. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. You cannot stay in God's temple. Come out of there. Come out. I call that abomination of desolation that's sitting upon the throne and calling himself king. I call him out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I call out homosexual spirits. I call out lesbian spirits in the name of Jesus. I call out spirits of diabetes. I break the curse of alcoholism in the name of Jesus. I call out diabetes that comes from alcohol in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. I call out that, I break that curse of alcohol in the name of Jesus, and I call alcoholic curses out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Turn them loose and come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of lords and King of kings. In the name of Jesus, I call out heart problems, malfunction of the heart, high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, migraine headaches. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I call that spirits of infirmity. I call that spirits of iniquity. Come out of them now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go. All addiction. All addiction spirits. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Turn them loose. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I call those spirits out of the kidneys. I call witchcraft out of the kidneys. I call that beast out of the kidneys. I call the beast out of the kidneys and out of the bladder right now. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I call the beast out of the kidneys and out of the bladder. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break your hold and command you to go. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out of there. Come out of the kidneys. In the name of Jesus, come out of the bladder. Come out of the female organs. Come out of there. Come out of the gallbladder, the liver, and the lungs. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Come out of there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, loosen, loosen and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come out of the bladder. Come out of the kidneys. Come out of the, I call that swelling out of the feet. In the name of Jesus, loosen them go. Loosen them and let them go. I call edema out. I call that every part of the beast out, that fluid in the feet, and I call the spirit of edema out. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. We've had good deliverance over here. This whole group's had good deliverance. Praise the Lord. We've had good deliverance over here. Real good deliverance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on out of there, all of them. In Jesus' name. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Okay, is everybody okay? We've got one of them there working. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, I'm going to bind up now. If everyone's okay, we're going to bind the spirits up, okay? Father, Let's raise our hands and let's ask the Lord to fill us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you now to fill us with your Spirit. Fill us afresh and anew for every place that the demons have been cast out. Just ask, Father, you fill us afresh and anew in Jesus' name. We loose within each one, Father, the spirits of God, the seven spirits, wisdom, revelation, knowledge, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, counsel and might. Lord, we just thank you for deliverance. I bind up every spirit that's left in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits that was cast out, a call for the angels of the Lord to come and cleanse the church and to take them to the bottomless pit and bind them to the day of judgment. I bind backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus. I bind backlash over our families, over our property, and then retaliation from the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just ask you now to just loose the spirit of joy upon each one here. And Lord, we praise you for what you have done. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there I faced my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, the precious blood of the Lamb. Father, we praise you and we thank you. We give you glory. Father, we ask blessing upon the food and those that prepared it. Set it apart for the nourishment and the strength of our bodies. And we receive it as the food is the blood, as the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the drink is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we wait and watch for the return of our Savior and remember his death in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.